It starts out like this. A car drives up to the oil change place. One of the guys on the emissions testing crew rushes out to the driver and delivers the spiel.
What we're doing is a free emissions test, and what we're looking at is some of the gases that comes out of your emissions, both for clean air and also for your fuel.
He gives a thumbs up, and the guy standing behind the car sticks a 2-foot-long heat-resistant tube into the exhaust pipe. And 30 seconds later...
Okay. We got it. Thank you very much.
A machine connected to the tube produces a printout of the results.
Ma'am, here are the printout of the 5 gases we discussed a while ago. Carbon dioxide is well within range.
Susan Higgins is on the receiving end of this news. She's a rehabilitation counselor who was running her 2001 Toyota Camry to the ground. How many miles on it?
223,123.
The number one constant is high mileage, you know, and the age of the vehicles.
That's Danny Patterson, who also goes by Danny Ozone. If your car has high miles and it's more than 10 years old, chances are good it's putting out harmful emissions.
A car that's 25 years old is putting out about as many emissions as 40 new vehicles.
Patterson is one of the partners in Alabama Partners for Clean Air. Twice a week, he oversees free emissions testing at 41 locations in Jefferson and Shelby counties. Most of the time, they're at Express Oil places. Typically, he says, 7 to 8% of the cars tested fail.
Your failure rate is lower than it used to be because of technology, but you're still going to have that failure rate. But if we get that vehicle tested, then we can help them get it repaired.
And here's where a 3-month-old pilot program comes in. Using federal air quality funding, the Car Care program pays 80% of the cost of repairs required to correct an emissions problem, up to $1,000. Patterson says that makes it tougher for people to ignore serious maintenance issues because of the cost, or because they just don't know any better.
Most people don't understand when they crank up their car every day that they're putting out emissions. They understand that there's an air quality issue in Jefferson and Shelby County, but they don't see themselves as polluters.
But air quality isn't one of those things that gets most people jazzed. Money is, says Bill Foisey of the Regional Planning Commission of Greater Birmingham.
Historically, it's been hard to get people to take action because... you're going to improve the air quality. Recently, though, with the price of gas, people are taking action because it's a pocketbook issue.
But they're taking action voluntarily, not because it's required. Unlike at least 30 other states, Alabama has no mandatory emissions testing program. That surprises Whitney Marsh. She moved here 11 days ago from Los Angeles. I caught up with her cleaning her car at Birmingham's Goo Goo Car Wash. Marsh says she's noticed a key difference tooling around Birmingham in her Lexus SUV.
You know, in L.A., they don't have the clouds of humidity, but they have the smog that we don't have here. I think it's cleaner here.
Because of L.A.'s poor air quality, vehicles there are required to undergo emissions testing. But Alabama environmental management officials say it's not necessary here. They say cars made in 2004 or later are 10 times cleaner than older cars. And they predict that by 2011, more than half the cars on Alabama roads will be 2004s or newer. So they say mandatory emissions programs don't offer enough bang for the buck. For WBHM, I'm Gigi Dubin.